Introduction. This book revolves around weight loss through hypnosis. Once upon a time, it was believed that the mind and body were separate and distinct from each other. The philosopher René Descartes of the 17th century is to be credited with declaring this distinction. However, he said later that it was only spoken out of his love of the church and that he did not want to mess with matters of the heart, because at that time they were considered to be the property of the church. Science and analysis, however, have repeatedly shown that mind and body are not two distinctly different entities, but are intricately related. In each other's existence, mind and body cannot exist. Some of the most important aspects of the relationship between mind and body are that they are in constant contact and each affects the other. You can think of your body and mind as always talking to each other. This is the relationship between mind and body. Each thought and every idea in your mind affects your body, and every sensation in your body affects your mind. The book is about how your mind can affect your body for the better to help you achieve the weight you were supposed to have. This is achieved through self-hypnosis practice. Once we get into the actual methods that will get you to your ideal body weight, we'd like to talk about hypnosis, its history, and what it really is to distinguish fact from fiction. We would also like to discuss what we consider to be at the heart of the idea of hypnosis, the connection between mind and body. Learning this personal connection within your body will help you eventually reach your ideal weight using self-hypnosis. Thought alone can change the body altogether. It's important to remember that thoughts are things. You can't see them, so you know they have you. You might not feel every thought, but if you have biofeedback sensors attached to your body, you could see the thoughts causing sudden changes in your body, either positive or negative. For example, if you think of someone who makes you angry, you would see immediate changes in heart function, dilation or constriction of the blood vessels, changes in the nervous system, and muscle tension. All of these physical changes will come about because of one thought. What this shows us is that your thoughts and ideas are chemically transferred to the rest of your body so that your body is thinking with its own physiological responses. The same thing you bring into your mind, but in your own way. You are not aware of the reaction your body has to what you say and think. Most of the time, you're not conscious that your body is sharing your thoughts' knowledge. The way your body responds to the experience is based on many factors such as temperament, past experiences, and reaction patterns that have been learned. By repeating these learned patterns, the body becomes programmed to automatically perform in some way. It is learning and being conditioned based on the pattern of response. The good news is that it is possible to develop a different reaction. Everything your body has mastered can be unlearned. Self-hypnosis is a very powerful and effective tool for helping you unlearn and replace old patterns with more suitable ones. There's a story about an overweight girl who felt confident with her body when she was in her early teens. She was looking for ways to get her body back in shape and lose some of her weight. Her family and friends objected, telling her that she was all right having an overweight body. Over time, she lost her self-confidence and became disinterested in social gatherings. Then one day, she came across a book on weight loss, and with the power of hypnosis, it changed her life. The US is a supersized country. People have plenty of opportunities to eat and drink way too much. But generally, what's behind obesity is more than just eating a big order of fries. A massive diet industry has evolved in America. The highly profitable trade has evolved around obesity and pushes overweight people to pay a big price for trendy diets, drugs, or high-risk and costly surgeries. By avoiding sugar or fat, through taking pills or injections, by sprinkling crystals on food, by resorting to surgery, or by consuming miracle diet liquids, many dieters quickly lose pounds. However, they do not lose the mental attitude that leads to weight gain in the first place. The consequence is that after all the hard work and potentially saving thousands of dollars, the majority of dieters go back to their heavier weight and become even more discouraged than before. Hypnosis for weight loss will help you improve how you look and regulate your poor eating habits.